I never planned to become Cosmo's editor-in-chief. That Sunday afternoon, while baking a blueberry pie in Pennsylvania, my boss called asking me to drive into the city immediately. Running Redbook at the time, I worried I was being reassigned to something awful. Instead, she offered me the editorship of Cosmopolitan, completely dumbfounding me. This moment perfectly illustrated how life's biggest opportunities often arrive dressed in uncertainty. Most of us believe we need a detailed roadmap to find our calling, but rigid planning can actually thwart success. While having general life goals matters, being locked into a specific 5-year plan might cause you to miss unexpected opportunities right in front of you. Rather than overthinking your path through endless analysis, try bumping into it through new experiences. My fashion director discovered her calling accidentally while watching a fashion shoot in Egypt. She had originally trained as an accountant, but took a chance that changed her entire career trajectory. Keep a list of intriguing possibilities rather than a fixed plan, and never immediately reject an opportunity without at least 24 hours of consideration. When facing a new possibility, ask yourself, despite any anxiety it causes, might my life become more interesting if I said yes? What makes someone magnetic? While reviewing photos for our iconic covers, we evaluated what makes images sexy. Though sexiness defies perfect definition, it's fundamentally an attitude, a confidence that radiates from within. This became evident during model photo shoots. Even stunning newcomers appear stiff in their first session. Our solution? We tell them we're reshooting because of the clothes. The models return confident, believing they were already sexy, and produce fantastic photos. The lesson? Sexiness is mental. You exude it simply by believing you have it. This principle extends beyond physical attraction. In first impressions, passion is your secret weapon. I've seen candidates with perfect resumes fall flat, while others with less experience but infectious energy land jobs. Even in romance, confidence trumps perfection. Despite women's body insecurities, men love seeing women naked, regardless of perceived flaws. The most memorable lovers aren't the most physically perfect, but those who fully embrace themselves. During my Cosmo years, I learned a crucial lesson about impact when my photo director rented an entire buffalo herd from Dances with Wolves for a fashion shoot in South Dakota. This bold move transformed a standard shoot into an iconic spread, embodying my kick it up a notch philosophy for success. Creating jaw-dropping moments demands innovative thinking. Event planner Colin Cowie demonstrated this by orchestrating an all-red Cosmo luncheon, from crimson tablecloths to strawberry desserts. Kate Spade similarly transformed her brand by simply moving her label from inside her bags to outside. To sexify anything, focus on scale, like 101 sex tips instead of 10. Use red strategically. Connect personally with your audience, maintain strong physical presence, create intrigue through teasing, and incorporate surprising elements. The essential question is, have I gone far enough to make this truly exceptional? That extra effort, renting the buffalo, transforms the ordinary into the extraordinary. One of the most valuable management strategies is balancing daily tasks, alligator slang, with big picture planning, swamp draining. You can spend all day fighting alligators, but unless you drain the swamp, they'll keep coming. At Cosmo, I block out an hour monthly to analyze reader feedback and plan changes. This practice led to breakthrough innovations, adding popular male photo spreads, launching our first digital strategy, and creating themed issues that doubled Mewstand sales. Start with 30 sacred minutes monthly as a non-negotiable appointment with yourself. Treat this time like your most important meeting. Find a quiet space, turn off notifications, and review key metrics. Use this time to step back and ask, where are we heading? What opportunities are we missing? What problems keep recurring? I neglected this approach as a working mom, but later used it to resurrect my dream of writing mystery novels, blocking weekend mornings for writing while my teenager slept. Remember, strategic thinking isn't a luxury. It's an essential practice that prevents future crises and creates opportunities. Early in my Cosmo tenure, I encountered office saboteurs, including someone who leaked guest speaker details to Page Six, revealing the politics present in every workplace. Trust your gut instincts. People who make you uncomfortable are triggering warning signals. Once identified, either remove them if you're the boss, or maintain distance if they're peers. Avoid shared projects, document communications via email, and secure regular FaceTime with your boss. Build positive career karma through your treatment of others. In the workplace, what goes around comes around. Colleagues remember both kindnesses and slights across decades. When I featured Ashley Simpson on Cosmo's cover, despite her lip-syncing controversy, honoring this commitment led to our best-selling February edition. Protect your reputation. Avoid gossip, keep confidences, show gratitude, warn others of challenges when appropriate, praise colleagues, refrain from criticizing former employers, and never put anything negative in writing. After years at Cosmo, reading thousands of reader letters, I've discovered a fundamental truth. Men and women are inherently different. Men mean what they say and prefer straightforward communication, while women's tendency to analyze deeper meanings often creates frustration. Men want to please women, but don't instinctively know how. Instead of expecting mind reading or dropping hints, women should communicate their desires directly. Anthropologist Dr. Helen Fisher found that intense infatuation lasts only 18 months to 3 years. However, you can rekindle those feelings by doing novel activities together. The dopamine rush from unexpected experiences mimics early romance. Try surprising your partner with nighttime amusement park visits or whitewater rafting adventures. While passion matters, avoid the pressure of becoming traditional soulmates. As Dr. Lana Holston notes, excessive similarity can diminish sexual attraction by neutralizing masculine and feminine energies. Maintain some independence and mystery in your relationship. As Cosmo's editor, I feared abandoning my murder mystery writing, but managed to publish 4 novels while running the magazine. This success came from 2 key strategies. First, to find time, you must make time. Block out specific periods for your passion project and treat them as sacred. I wrote on weekend mornings while my teenagers slept, sacrificing tennis, shopping, and sleeping late. Second, slice the salami. Break projects into manageable pieces. I started with just 15 minutes of daily writing, which often naturally extended once I began. Setting reasonable goals prevents procrastination and builds momentum. The most common end-of-life regret isn't about career or wealth. It's about not living true to oneself. By creating space for what matters most, you ensure your important dreams don't remain unfulfilled. Trust your instincts. Developing your intuition, what I call a golden gut, is essential for smart decisions. Your emotional responses contain valuable information, so pay attention when something feels right or wrong. In both professional and personal matters, learning to balance instinct with facts helps create a life that's truly your own.